While interracial dating has become more common, interracial couples still get second looks. A new film addresses the problems these couples face. It's called Something New, and it opened this weekend, taking in over $5 million at the box office. The movie looks at interracial dating from the black female's perspective and stars Sanaa Lathan. The Yale Drama School grad spoke with me about the film and also how her professional ambitions required taking a leap of faith with her father, who's a veteran Hollywood director and producer.
I always said I was going to be a lawyer. And when I finally told him, Dad, I want to go after, you know, this thing called acting, he was very disappointed. And I think disappointed because it's a business that every day you're getting rejected on every level, and very few people make it. And he didn't want me to have to go through that. But I think once I started, you know, doing it, and he saw me in plays, he saw that I really had a passion for it. And I've been in the business professionally now about 9 years. Now the challenge is, you know, the bar is really high for me in terms of the roles that I've done. And now it's about finding those roles that are going to take me to the next level, that are going to challenge me in new ways.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about the new project, Something New. You said that this was written with you in mind. Talk to me about how the project came to you.
Chris Turner, the writer, and Stephanie Elaine, the producer, came to me with the idea several years ago before there was a script. And I said, you know, sounds great. Then, you know, it went away and I went off and did Alien versus Predator and A Raisin in the Sun. And then it came to me through my agent, and the script was great. It was fresh. It was funny. It was moving. And one of the things that was really exciting to me is, you know, this issue of interracial love, you know, we've seen on the big screen before, but usually it's a black man and a white woman. And we really haven't seen it on this level from a black woman's perspective. The other thing that's different about it is that usually it's the couple against the family or the couple against the world. And in this, it's really my character coming up against her own conflicts about being with a white man, her own prejudices. And that's such, you know, a reality in my experience with, you know, my friends who have dated outside the race. And I think there have been quite a few black, I think there's been way more black man, white women interracial stories on the big screen than the black woman and white man. I feel like with black women, in a way, I feel like it has been harder for us to go there just in terms of culturally. I know that there's a statistic that is, says that like 13% of black men are in interracial relationships. And don't quote me on this, but it's like 4% or 3% of black women are in interracial relationships. And I think that says a lot about, you know, either black women's loyalty to her black man or her, you know, either guilt about stepping outside of the race, or it just shows basically that there is a bit of a double standard in terms of black men being with white women and black women being with white men. Like somehow it's a little bit more acceptable, I think, for a black man to be with a white woman.
How much of the movie conversation mirrored real conversations that you have had with your real crew?
Oh, that's the thing that I love about the movie, is that it really is. I mean, we were having similar kind of conversations in between takes. It really, to me, captured that dynamic that happens between adult women, you know, and how, you know, bold and open and funny the conversations are. That's the thing that I loved about the movie, is that they really, there's a lot of shocking moments in it where you're like, oh my gosh, I recognize that. I recognize that from my life.
I'm just tired of being classified as a victim. Single black professional woman destined to be unhappy and alone. I mean, I just have to keep believing I'll find the one.
True.
I don't even need all that. I just want a good brother.
That's right.
He doesn't have to make a lot of money so long as he's got a job.
Yes.
He just has to be
yes.
taller than me, college educated, and not crazy.
No kids. Good teeth.
And no kinky sex. I mean, I like to switch it up a bit, but
you're doing it again.
The list, Kenya, the list.
Let's talk a little bit about the future and what you want to do, not maybe even what's on the plate, but what you want to do.
Oh, gosh. You know, I feel like I love the way my career has gone, and I just want to continue to do more of the same. I love acting. I feel like it's my passion. I'm living my passion, and I'm living my dream, and I just want to do this until I'm a little old lady. I want to play the grandmother roles.
Well, it's really fun to talk to someone who clearly loves their craft. And,
thank
in talking to you, you hear and feel that. What's upcoming for you after something new dies down?
Right. I'm developing a project with Gina Prince-Bythewood, the writer and director of Love and Basketball and Disappearing Acts. And it's about a woman who's married to a man in prison and how she's kind of lost herself in that and has to refind herself. And it's really just a simple, beautiful story about this woman, a slice of life. So,
all right. Well, I'm sure that your fans will look forward to that, as they always do, your new projects, the latest something new. And people will line up and I'm sure be talking about it after the fact.
Yes,
so now, Lathan, always
you.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Found your future husband.
This is for allowing me to crash your party.
He's your ideal black man. And if you don't know what to do with him, girl, pass him on to me. We can give him a load of babies. Black ashy babies.
Something's got a hold on me here.
Sanaa Lathan stars in the movie Something New.
You gotta listen to your instincts.
Yeah, but what if my instincts are screwed up?